Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Kevin Hagin with us on Fridays. He was off last week traveling with family, but he is back. We'll talk Alabama with him. Good morning, Kevin. Welcome in.
Well, good morning, Bill. It's a sad morning. It's cold. It's rainy. It's dreary. The mood in Lexington fits the mood of the show on the sad news of Charlie's announcement.
Yeah, just for everybody, if you're just checking in, Crazy Charlie has announced here on the show and on social media that this is for now an end for him in this business. He's going to move on, and hopefully it's not for too long, but he has made that decision, and I learned about this earlier in the week. But yeah, and it is, Kevin, I guess you get the same weather we get just up north, but it's dreary and rainy and cloudy, and there's not a happy look in the sky right now.
There's not. And I just, I can't express what a great friend Charlie is to me. You know, oftentimes before I come on, you're yelling for me, and I'm complaining with Charlie about the Yankees or the Rangers, two of our favorite teams. But, you know, I wouldn't have had a podcast a few years ago if it wasn't for Charlie. And we just talk about life together. Charlie's just been such a dear, dear friend. So this is not only a professional blow, but I'll stay in touch with him. But I just want the listeners, you have no idea how much help Charlie has been to me on doing my segments. I could spend the whole 15 minutes just trying to thank Charlie for all he's done for me. Just an incredible friend. And it's a sad day, but we'll be playing for him and staying in touch and be there to support him in any way we certainly can. And I know all the other listeners feel the same way.
Probably not where I planned on going immediately here, but I saw where Nick Saban offered a class of 25 quarterback out of Cardinal Newman down there in Florida. This kid, I saw a picture of him. He looked like he was about 13.
Yeah, that's where we're getting to. Of course, you know, we had the announcement that Nick Saban has agreed to a contract extension through the 2028 season, which would have him at 77 years old. It clearly gets him, if he continues to win 11.7 games like he has throughout his time in Alabama, he would pass Coach Bryant for all time for his wins and wins at Alabama during the 2026 season. Offering the quarterback in the class of 2025, definitely within the Nick Saban contract there. He would turn 74, Bill, during the 2025 season. But I mean, the landscape, I was thinking, when I was driving back from Charleston earlier this week, but the landscape of college football, as we all know it, has changed so radically. Not just in the last year, in the last 6 months, Bill, it's beginning to become something that I hardly recognize, Bill.
The Nick Saban contract extension through February of 29, everybody wants to know, what does that mean?
Well, I think it means a couple of things. I mean, like I said, obviously it gives him a chance to pass Coach Bryant and his 323 wins and all-time wins at Alabama. I think if you're really honest here, let's be honest, the one argument or quote-unquote chink in the armor that other coaches have to use against Coach Saban on the recruiting trail is his age. All right? You can't complain about the success in the field. You can't complain about the number of players Nick Saban puts in the National Football League, the number of first-round drafts. But you can talk about the fact that Coach Saban will turn 70 years old during this season. So I think whether you want to admit it or not, as an Alabama fan, a big part of this is it gives Coach Saban ammunition on the recruiting trail to prove that, hey, I'm not slowing down, I'm not getting burned out, and I have a commitment from the school to show you that I'm committed to be the coach at Alabama for many, many years to come. And I think that is a, whether we want to admit it or not, as Alabama fans, it's a huge part of it, because, like I said, that's the one argument that other coaches, and it's being used, it's been used for several years now. This is not something new, but, I mean, as each year passes, that's what they use against him. Oh, he's slowing down and he's going to retire soon. And this just shows a commitment from him and the University of Alabama that retirement is nowhere on the horizon for Nick Saban.
I know, that's what it appears to me. Things can change, but he's doing his hobby every day, which is coaching and grinding it out, and it doesn't look like he's slowing down at all. And as long as he's winning, I think he keeps going.
Hey, Nick Saban's the crazy Charlie of college football coaching. He's the best at what he does, and he just loves grinding it out every day and hops out of bed to do it. I mean, we've talked a lot about it ever since he had the hip surgery. It's put a bounce back in his step, and he loves working with the young men and everything. And let's be honest, I mean, he's being rewarded with national championships. So I've talked before. Unless there's a health issue with Coach Saban, or unless there's a serious health issue with Miss Terry and they're so close, I wouldn't be surprised to see him, maybe finish this out all the way through the 2028 season. It's incredible when you think about it. Remember when the plane landed back in January of 2007, and everybody was saying, oh, Nick Saban won't be there but a year or two. He'll be off to the NFL or another job. None of us figured that he would be here for the 14 seasons he's been. So at this point, Bill, anything's possible.
Interesting question as we look into the future and then we apply it to Alabama. In the future, let's say Alabama somewhere has another 2010 type team or a 2019 team, some injuries, a couple of losses, etc. They get in the playoffs. I don't know that I'd want to face a Nick Saban coach or team ticked off about what didn't go well in the regular season, in the playoffs, in a do-or-die scenario.
No, that's a great point. That 20 with the 12 team format, that 2010 team that was a knucklehead team probably would have slipped into the tournament, granted as one of the lower seeds, but they got their act together, and if you doubt me, just ask Michigan State. If you'll remember, they absolutely obliterated Michigan State in their bowl game, so they showed they had momentum. Who knows what type of a run that 2010 Alabama team could have put together. Yeah, I hate this 12-team format. I'm a traditionalist. I'm like you. I still wish we lived in the BCS computer era. But in terms of for Alabama and for Nick Saban, fine, if this is what you all want to do, that's great, but that just pretty much guarantees that we're in the playoffs every year. And I want to say this, not only I hate the format, I want to echo the sentiments of my good friend Aaron Suttles, who Alabama fans know that writes for The Athletic. If they're going to go with this crazy thing, I understand the first round games at campus sites, the quarterfinals absolutely need to be played on campus sites of the higher seeded team, and we should just do the semifinals and the finals, in my opinion, at these independent sites, because that's just hosing the fans of these top four teams. The first two rounds, Bill, in my opinion, I strongly believe this, need to be on campus sites.
That means if you're one of the teams not in the top four, you'd have to, if you planned on following your team, you would have to travel four times. I believe.
Yeah, you're going to go to the conference championship game. So here's Alabama fans. You're going to go to the conference championship game. Okay, yeah. Then you're going to have to go to the quarterfinals, wherever that is. You're going to go to the semifinals, wherever that is, and the finals, wherever that is. For instance, we're talking about the fact that they're not going to change 21 or 22. They may implement this in 23. Well, currently, Ole Miss Evie is going to have us all come down to her house because the national championship after the 2023 season is in Houston. And I'm sure they'll stick with that. I'm sure they'll just say Houston still has, here's the format. That's a lot to ask about. Alabama fans and Clemson fans and Ohio State fans who are going to be doing this every year to make four road trips like that. I strongly believe a further reward for being one of the top four teams in this thing is not only getting a bye, but you get to play your first game on your campus site. I don't think that's unreasonable to ask.
Kevin Hagan with us. Running back transfers, what happened there?
Oh, it's just a really – it's just such an incredibly deep running back room that Alabama has there. I was not the least bit surprised to see Kyle Edwards transfer. I hate it. He's a super talented young man, and the staff really like him. Kalen Robinson, same way. He set out last year for the COVID reasons. Kyle Edwards hasn't announced where he's going. Kalen Robinson's going to go Jones Sarkin, Texas A&M. Kalen would have certainly seen the field this year. They're going to use him in a hybrid road as a wide receiver and a split out for him. But Alabama's lost 10 players to the transfer portal. They've brought three in. Yes, Kalen would have contributed, but still, the honesty is there's not a one of those 10 players that I look at and say, ouch, that weakens Alabama. But the reality is all three players that we've brought in, including Jack Martin, the punter from Troy, all three of those transfers into Alabama make Alabama a stronger team for this year.
What's on the horizon here next few weeks? Anything to look out for?
Well, the camps will continue. This Saturday is the kicking camp. Next Saturday is the offensive line, defensive line camp. They've had four of their eight high school camps, one-day camps. We're looking towards the weekend of June the 25th when Alabama is going to have a monster roster of official visits from the top players in this class. That's their big visit weekend. I think we'll see some commitments really, really soon. It wouldn't surprise me if we didn't see two or three players pull the trigger here in the next 2 weeks. Alabama currently has seven commits. Le'Veon Moss, a running back out of Louisiana, committed since I last talked to you, Bill. So it's just getting through those camps in the recruiting period. Players are back. They're working out. They're doing their strength and conditioning as they prepare for next season. I mean, we're rolling, Bill. I mean, the August practices are going to be here before we know it. As far as I'm concerned, Bill, once we hit June 1st, it's the start of the 2021 season.
Kevin, good to have you back, sir. Appreciate it.
Always an honor to join you, Bill. Crazy Charlie, stick tap to the ice, my friend. Have a great Friday, everybody, and roll tide.
Kevin Hagan every Friday in this slot. Top of the hour, BradPowerSports.com out in Las Vegas. Any handicapping? We'll get his thoughts on the playoffs, and we'll double back on that because I think we've done a really good job, as we tend to do, mapping out these ideas for the future, whether we agree with them or not. I think I usually am able to give you a pretty solid, again, the term blueprint on what the thinking is, where they're heading, how they're going to do it. We'll probably review that a little bit more here coming up. F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Billows King, and at Crazy Charlie 615 for those who want to message him publicly or privately, either way. Because I know, and many of you will stay in touch with Crazy Charlie. You know him and you stay in touch with him, but nonetheless, sad news there. Yeah, very sad news for the show. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at a crash out here in Rutherford County. A dark color vehicle slid off into the grass here on 24 eastbound at 840. It's not backing up the interstate, but it's here nonetheless. On 24, they're wrapping up that earlier crash on 40 east and west right there, just down from Fessler's. And Lynn Bar at Harding Place, that's one of the latest wrecks in South Nashville, just dispatched. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check it out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The NBA playoffs are here, and you'll be in hoops heaven betting all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook. There are so many exciting matchups, and FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level because new and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. New users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Plus, once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $10 back. Basketball fans, now is the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up with promo code WNSR to bet the NBA playoffs risk-free, exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook app.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
At NAPA, when it comes to serving you, our motor never quits. And when it comes to getting you the part you need when you need it, with next day delivery or same day pickup, our motor never quits. And when it comes to making a difference in our local communities by hosting fundraisers and food drives, our motor never quits. And when it comes to telling you our motor never quits, yep, you guessed it, our motor never quits. That's NAPA know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
Hello again, everybody. This is Hope Hines inviting you to become a part of a special morning of golf and fellowship to benefit the wonderful mission of the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home. I'm honored to host the 26th annual Hope Hines for Kids Golf Classic on Monday, June 14th. It's all happening at Nashville Golf and Athletic in Brentwood, presented by Cool Springs Financial Group, the George Shinn Foundation, and Tennessee Steel Hauler. To learn more about this tournament and the Tennessee Baptist Children's Home, visit TennesseeChildren.org.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
This may be a first-time caller right here. Chris Landry has dialed us up. Welcome in, Chris.
Well, I did. I got a message sent to me this morning, and doing another show, and I wanted to call in and learning about Charlie. And I had a nice little conversation off the air with him during the break. But I think everybody knows what he means to you and to the audience and to those of us behind the scenes as well. So we wish him well, and we're going to keep in touch and just talking with him. We're going to try our best to keep him in the business if we can. We understand that, but there's good things ahead with Charlie. So I just wanted to say that and reach out and publicly say it that what everybody maybe can't have the opportunity to do, to say how much he's meant to you and the show. So I wanted to do that.
Yeah, no, well put. Well put, Chris. You've been a fan of this, not a fan, a friend of this show and a member of this show for many years. And so you've gotten to know Crazy Charlie, and I tell you what, to have the skill set he has and the all-encompassing ability he has on this show and other shows is something that we won't be able to replace.
You know this because you've been in it forever, and I have done most of my radio like you're doing it now in a different location where you're kind of absolved from it. You know, like
Right.
We just kind of do what we do. But I have been with you and, like, with Fox Radio and other places where you're in the studio, and that's when you can really see, like, you know, all the little, you know, the hamsters on the hamster wheel just gone, and like, oh, my God, I didn't realize all this stuff was really going on. And they're doing nine things and got one phone in one hand, one in the other, and they're pressing this button. And if they press the wrong button, you know, somebody's listening to gospel music instead of Bill King or whatever. You know, right. It is just unbelievable what they do behind the scenes. And then, you know, when you've got somebody, I can tell you this, you can speak for this. There are not many people that are equally as good on air, you know, from a technical standpoint. I mean, technical people usually are not good on air, and on-air people don't know, you know, they don't even allow them near buttons. But when you can do both, and there's probably, you know, that I've been around, two or three, and Charlie would be one of them, that could do, you know, everything. I mean, he could do A to Z in running, you know, a station and being involved with a station. So good to him. I will mention, I know you got to run and I shut up, but I know you probably talking a bunch about the playoffs today, and
yeah,
it came
up
after I was on the air. I did have some calls last night because there are a couple of things that were interesting and some of the details that are going to be interesting. The Notre Dame situation is intriguing. And what I gathered last night in talking, and even with Notre Dame, and we'll see in Chicago next week, we may have more news, there may be some tweaking. But the theory behind it, the theme behind it is the buys. So the whole process of, okay, we're going to have more games, more players are going to have to play more games. The inherited advantage of earning a buy, earning some time off at a critical time of year where you're trying to get, you know, some, you know, guys healthy and what have you. That was the big thing with Notre Dame. So it's going to be awkward if Notre Dame, you know, has this unbelievable, if they have an LSU type season 2 years ago and their number, they clearly, hey, that's the best team in the country. They can only get the fifth seed. And so that, isn't that going to be awkward? And the response is yes, but here's the theory behind it. Notre Dame will get a bye every year but by not having to play in a conference championship game. And so they didn't want to have a situation where if you get a bye by not playing in a conference championship game, in their case because they're not in one, and then you get a bye by being a top four seed, it's a huge advantage in that regard. And that's the same – think of it in terms of a conference.
Right.
The SEC. You've got – a team, you know, Alabama is at least a couple of times has won the national title when they didn't win the conference. Usually they have to play in the conference championship game, but if they don't even make it, and actually they didn't even – because they didn't even get there. If you're your team that gets hot and you finish third in a Big Ten or an SEC and you don't get in the conference championship game – they don't want to reward that team, even if they look like maybe one of the top four teams in the country. They don't want to reward that team through the overall body of work of the season with a, okay, look, they didn't make their conference championship game, and so they've got not a bye, but they didn't make it, so that's one less game they have to play. And then we're going to put them in a bye situation in the playoffs. So that was the whole theme of, you got to be a conference champion and got to be one of the top four conference champions. And then it also says makes the top four teams, what they right now, that's the only teams that get in it. It takes the top four teams and says, you know, you get a bye. And that's a big advantage there. Those are a couple of things. The other thing that jumped out at me is, how do you like if you got a Florida going to Wisconsin or Iowa State matchup in December or January? How about that? That's
South
something
Bend.
You never see. South Bend, whatever. How about that? Because you never see that. That's something you could see early on. So there's some things that are interesting. But anyway.
Chris, hey, quick question.
Yeah.
One of the complaints, other than folks like me who just don't want to see expansion, but one of the complaints is quarterfinal games will be at bowl sites, meaning you do get the reward if you're top four of not playing, but you never get to play at home. 5 through 8 gets to play at home initially. Do you think there's any way they would relinquish the quarterfinals as bowl-related, bowl site-related, and award those home sites?
I don't think they will.
And I don't
know
either.
Why. You know the answer. Money.
Yeah.
They've got enough of these sites that they can rotate that's going to bid on that. It's all about money. We talked about that yesterday. So when you have the concept should be those games that you're talking about should be at home sites. You get your bye. You won the top four. You should be able to host that game in your home site. It's better for the fans and all that. But you're not going to do it because they can make more money by selling it to Houston or Dallas or Miami or wherever. And we went through it good. But, yeah, it's all about the money. It's always all about the money. It's everything is looked about into how we can get an extra nickel out of this because that's where we are. Everything is about that. So I don't think that's going to change, and it is something very, very difficult for folks to be able to go to a lot of those. But they're, you know, fans of a team, that puts a team that's in a really good spot to have to go to a bunch of games, and, hey, not many people can afford it. But the corporate money that comes along with that is what they see. So the only thing that's going to change that is financially, if it turns out that that's not going to work and there's a better way to make more money.
Yeah, they're going to have to – if we, for example, go to this new format in 2023, and we're told that's as early as it could happen, they're going to have to redo all those TV contracts, or at least the playoff contract.
I'm very curious to see what they do. So do they – yeah, no, that's a really interesting point because I'm not a – I don't think in terms of TV contracts, but
right.
I kind of do now. And I don't know enough about it, but so how does that work? Let's think through this. So does ESPN just kind of jump on it and say, look, we'll pay you, we're paying you this, we're going to pay you, I think it's what, $465 million, we're going to pay you $1 billion to increase, you know, and have all of it? Or do the powers that be want to take it down and do what normally works, right, and that is create a competitor for ESPN to drive the price up a little bit more? I mean, I think it's probably going to be, in any way, it may stay with all with ESPN, and they may own all of it like they do, but I would think they would probably want to find some way to bring in a competitive offer to get the money more. So if it's $1 billion, maybe they could get 1.1. Again, it's all about the money. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. I don't worry too much about it because I know it's going to be on TV. But, you know, there's some people that do a better job of it than others of covering it. So I get that. But it's money. It's all about it. And when you don't think it's about it, you're fooling yourself.
Chris Landry, yeah, it's my understanding ESPN has first rights, and they're not going to relinquish it, obviously.
No, I would think, you know. And
right.
So, okay, so if they have first rights, then that means they can go ahead and make an offer. But I wonder, if first rights, does that mean, though, first rights that mean no one else can bid? Or if they make first rights, I mean, you know, do they accept? I'm curious how that works. First rights means that, you know, sure, I think they probably like to keep it in that family, but they'd like to get as much money because obviously the money's going to have to increase significantly, wouldn't you think? I mean, it's going to increase almost double, maybe?
At least double, yeah. That's what.
So, and, you know, if somebody is willing to offer triple what ESPN's paying, does ESPN then have the right to match that? Which, again, as long as you have a competitor, you know, then that could drive up the price is what I'm saying. So, yeah, that's all that determines is where we're going to have to watch it. But those are rich people problems.
Chris, if indeed, which it is about the money, then I'm sure they've already had the discussions on how many zeros this means. I'm sure they've gone.
Oh, there. I'm sure they have. It's just that I don't know what it is, and I'm
right.
Kind of curious to what it is. Oh, I think that is – if we all know that – Bill, I think the genesis of this movement has rooted in television. The lack of popularity of the bowl games and players not playing in bowl games, meaning the games are not as good. You're 100% right. This, I think, is not only been discussed, it's probably been instigated by the TV executives. I'm just curious to see what the numbers are going to be and exactly how things are going to play out. And all that means is, you know, more money for the people involved, and going to be interesting. One thing I will say, I'm not necessarily on board with how this affects the purity of college football, but the purity of college football went out the window a long time ago. It's more football. And so Landry always says, more football's a good thing. It's just, right. You know, it's probably too much football for college players having to play that many. I think it's going to be important going forward to strategically manage your open dates. Look for more open dates towards the end of the season to recover, be healthy. And then, you know, don't tell my buddy Nick Saban this, but other coaches are going to have to look at it. Not only if you play an open date, but if you're playing a Little Sisters of the Poor late, you're probably going to need to sit a lot of your starters, because if you know you're going into the playoffs, you're going to have to recognize that if you're going to go through the gauntlet and you don't get a bye, you're going to be playing 17 games to make it all the way through. So how do you manage that roster, your current roster? I think you're going to have to really look at some of the snaps in some of those games, not enough to in any way hurt your chances of winning a said game, but if it's a weak non-conference game, you're probably going to have to look at maybe sitting certain guys, being a little more cautious. You know, I think those are going to be things that strategically we'll get into when all this the dust settles on this.
Chris, appreciate it, sir. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, and God bless Charlie and his family. Take care. God bless.
This is Mr. Chris Landry, and always a pleasure. Let me get – do we have time, Crazy Charlie, here? All right. Wayman, down in Georgia. Welcome in, sir.
Yeah, I won't take that long. I just told Charlie the only regret I had is me and him didn't get in the ring and have a wrestling match one time.
You can still do that. He's not going away. He's just leaving the radio show.
Yeah, I know. But, Charlie, I just want to let you know that I love you, and I'm praying for you and your family, and just hope everything goes the best for you.
Thanks, Wayman.
With me.
Yep, appreciate the call. Yeah, if you missed it, Crazy Charlie made an announcement top of the show, right out of the chute, that he's going to step away from the radio business, at least for a while. And I hope that is just for a small amount of time, wherever he goes, whether it's back here or another location somewhere. I hope he gets back in. He's very good at it. Yeah, he's beyond very good at it. So I'll tell you how weird today is. And I've been dreading this day just because of the announcement. I use two phones when I'm on the show, usually. And I've lost one. And it was here with me. I didn't leave it somewhere. It's here. I just can't find it. That's how strange this day is. It's disappeared. Just in thin air, it's gone. That's what I've been doing. I'm talking to Chris, and I'm trying to look around the Wilco location. I see nothing. I just had it with me 5 minutes ago. That's how weird this day is. All right. Brad at the top of the hour, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now as we check it out live here. Coming past the airport through Donelson on I-40 here at Donelson Pike. Still looks like it's pretty heavy at times there on 65 southbound. Trying to get down through Millersville, Goodlettsville, Briley Parkway. They're talking about a crash there near I-40. This is just now being dispatched through the fire department. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today around 87. For tonight, partly cloudy, 72. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 90. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Yeah, back to the phone thing really quick. I remember back during the SiriusXM days, J.C. Sherbert would come once a week and come in studio in the Space Needle with us. And usually he'd have a big laptop computer of some sort. Some of those days he would just work off his phone. I remember looking at that thinking, well, how are you doing it off your phone? I mean, I know how you're doing it, but isn't that awkward, uncomfortable? Now that's all I do. Never a laptop in front of me. And I use two phones. One just for personal use, like people texting me during the show, or obviously a phone call comes in, I can't take it, but I can see what's happening there. And then I got a phone for the show. And that's mainly social media. But I've got it set up to where the calls don't come in on that iPhone, and meaning just private calls, not show calls. And I can look at social media. I can look at articles. I can Google things. I can go to email. I can do whatever. I can check the market, whatever, on that other phone. That other phone went missing. Just sitting here doing the show on a very weird Friday. Weird, not the right word, but unusual, because we're losing a huge member of what we do. Crazy Charlie's moving on, he announced. And so the show, I'm cruising along. Chris calls in, we're talking. I can't find, I just found it. But so I remember looking at JC back then and thinking, how the heck are you working on a little iPhone? Even though I had an iPhone, but I never used it. I always used a laptop. Not the case. Yeah, not the case anymore. Not for several years anymore. Alan, down in Tampa. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning.
Well, sad news about Charlie, man. I'm really going to miss him. He does an awesome job. But, you know, you think about it, you know how tough it's got to be for him to make that decision, something he loves and worked at so long?
I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only. And many of you, I know you have, but many people have met Charlie at events or commitments or wherever. So many of you know him personally.
Yeah, Charlie's a great dude. I mean, I was in a similar situation when I first got married. I was doing something that I loved to do, but it wasn't feasible for the future. And I had yet to make a decision. I really admire him for that. That's got to be just jerking his heartstrings and really tough for him. It takes a better man, a bigger man, to make a decision like that than one for himself. And I admire Charlie for that.
I agree.
We're going to miss him.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what the future holds. He'll have to make decisions that are best for him, but I hope there is a future there with him again.
Me too. Hey, we're going to the shore for dinner tonight. We might see Herbs. He was there a couple of weeks ago, so I'll let you know if we have a Herbs sighting.
Yeah, go up and ask him about Tebow, see what he says.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to ask him if he's going to play quarterback, golf cart driver, tight end. You know, what's he going to do? And
he can be the team preacher.
There you go. I finished my pirate ship yesterday, buddy. It's ready to sail. I'm done.
I saw it.
It is.
It's a thing of beauty now.
The sail turned out pretty good. I ordered a wind sail off Amazon. My buddy's wife does upholstery. She cut it down for us. We took some PVC pipe, made the mast, and we got that up yesterday. And my wife comes out in the backyard. She goes, "Are we supposed to salute that thing or what?" So
I figure
my grandson's gonna be happy. I think.
I figure your grandson is shortly, once he gets in there and plays in it, the pirate ship you built for him, he's going to want to know where the Wi-Fi is on it.
Oh, you know, well, there's – well, it's funny you say that. My granddaughter wants me to put an air conditioner in her treehouse. These kids, man, I've done a bad thing with both of them, but I only got two grandkids. And I'll say this for sure. If you think you love your kids, wait till you meet your grandkids.
I bet. Yeah,
no, they're great. But hey, best of luck, Charlie. You got my number. My DM me if you need to. If anything I can do to help you out, I'm in Tampa. So give me a shout.
Appreciate it very much. Yeah, appreciate it. Think we can get another one here before the break. Jeff, too. Welcome in.
Good morning, Bill. You know, it's a very sad summer day. I cannot let a day like today pass by without saying you know, goodbye and thank you to Charlie. And hopefully, again, this is not a goodbye, but, you know, see you soon kind of thing. But, yeah, I know we're going to – hopefully we'll see him around at different places, events and things like that, you know, when time warrants. But yeah, I'm not going to give a sports take, whatever. This is strictly a call for Charlie and for what he's meant for me. I've only been a part of your show for about 4 or 5 years now, but he's been a very, very, very huge part of that. And the first time I ever met you and him was at the same time at an event that I will actually be at with you. I plan on making a stop at the Hope Hines thing on my way back from dropping off the kids on this coming Monday. So, but again, it's a very, very somber day. Just want to let Charlie know I'm here for him if he needs anything. Appreciate what he's done for your show, for you. I will continue to be a part of, you know, your show in every way, shape, and form. But, you know, Charlie will definitely be missed, and I know he's going to be missed upon you. But just want to say that, and thank you, Charlie, and thank you, Bill. And I'll catch up with y'all soon.
Appreciate it, Jeff. I think the first time we met Jeff face-to-face was that Hope Hines event a couple of years ago. We will be at the Nashville Golf and Athletic. That's in the Cool Springs area. If you know where Ravenwood is and all that, that's where we will be doing the show. We've done the show out there several years, obviously not last year, but we've been out there for several years. Always a good event. And I'll post on social media, on Twitter, a big sign, if you will, that I was able to capture, got a picture of, and that will give you all the details of this event coming up. The show Monday will be a bit different. There will be a best of 6 to 7 because the broadcast doesn't start there until 7 o'clock. And that's the way that event has been in the past. You may not remember it because it's been a couple of years. But that event doesn't really get started until later in the morning. But we head out there, and then Greg and John and them, they do their shows from there, etc. But hour one will be a best of type, and then I'll be live starting hour number two on site there at the golf club. That's Monday, man, just around the corner on the 14th. One more break here. Brad coming up. Hold your questions for Brad until we get there, and then we can jump them. That would be hashtag AskBP. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now as we check it out live here. Coming past the airport through Donelson on I-40 here at Donelson Pike. Still looks like it's pretty heavy at times there on 65 southbound. Trying to get down through Millersville, Goodlettsville, Briley Parkway. They're talking about a crash there near I-40. This is just now being dispatched through the fire department. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This summer, take a trip to where it's hot, 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 and find yourself on white hot sands beneath a flaming hot sun, enjoying a blazing hot summer. Or if that's not an option, take the white hot, blazing hot, or flaming hot fun of summer wherever summer takes you with new June instant games only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Cash could do you right. Quick cash could do you right. You could win some cash in an instant. You could win it later that night. Fun now, fun later. Add quick cash to a drawing game like Lotto America, Cash for Life, and even Tennessee Cash. Add quick cash to any of them, and you can win cash in a flash.
Today's the day to play quick cash from the Tennessee Lottery.
It's game-changing fun. Ooh. Now please play responsibly.
Napa Know-How.
Celebrate Dad all month at Napa with the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. To a regular person, that might seem like an excessive number of screwdrivers. But to Dad, that's just being prepared, like buying a paper map in case the GPS goes rogue. That's the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/21.
Shelley Dawson with Compass Realty is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Shelley Dawson with Compass Realty. For all your residential, commercial, and land real estate needs, call the pros with 20 years of experience. Call Shelley Dawson with Compass Realty at 615-482-7598. That's 615-482-7598.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Brad at the top of the hour. Here's something interesting. And this is on the college football playoff site. This is what the brackets would have looked like in 2020 under the proposed 12-team new model. Let me just give you the four seeds that get the bye. And these are the highest rated conference champions. That would be Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State. Excuse me. Let me back up. Alabama 1, Clemson 2, Oklahoma's 4, Ohio State's 3. Those are the teams that would get the bye. Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma. Now, the 8 and 9 seed will feed into the 1 seed. That game is at the home field, and that would be Cincinnati versus Georgia. And I believe, yes, the higher seed. So Georgia, I believe, would be at Cincinnati in this game. Number 5 versus number 12 would be Notre Dame, Coastal Carolina. Jamie Chadwell going to South Bend. That's a good football team, by the way, Coastal Carolina. Jimbo, and by the way, Notre Dame, Coastal Carolina feeds into Oklahoma, the 4 seed. Jimbo is a 6 seed, Indiana 11 seed. Again, this is last year's 12-team bracket if we had that rule in place. A&M versus Indiana, 6 versus 11, at College Station, and they feed into Ohio State. And then the last one would be 7 seed Florida, 10 seed Iowa State. The winner of that, in that game in Gainesville, that game in Hogtown, the winner of that game feeds into Clemson. So those would be the seeds. Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina are in under the proposed new 12-team playoff format. If we did this back in 2020. It's interesting. Whether you agree with it all or not, it's interesting. And just to repeat, under the proposed rules, Notre Dame, even if they're having the best season among any team in America, can be ranked no higher, or seeded, however you want to put it, not ranked, seeded in the playoff format now. They can be ranked number 1. But in the playoff format, they cannot be seeded higher than number 5. They are not eligible for a first-round bye. 1, 2, 3, 4. They could have a 12-0 regular season, won every game 35-3, and they cannot be seeded higher than number 5. Chris Landry was talking about it earlier. The thinking there is, if you're not playing a league championship game, which they don't unless it was last year, you would then be off when everybody else, well, at least some of the teams there, are playing. And, well, no, all the conference champions, et cetera, at least playing there, the conference championship games. And then you would be, if they gave you a first-round bye and seeded you in the top 4, there's another off week. So you basically would be getting a double bye if they seeded them in the top 4. Interesting there. We'll ask Brad what he thinks about it out of the chute when we join up with him. Buckeye Brenda this morning says, we're going to miss Crazy Charlie as he moves on to his next adventure. Feels like losing a member of the family. Best of luck on all of his adventures. He definitely is an asset to any endeavor or organization. Bama Mark also checking in this morning. He says, a big issue with fans is going to be, how do you travel to all these games if you plan on traveling? Yeah, it's going to be tough. You could be talking about a league championship game and then a quarterfinal at some bowl site, semifinal at a bowl site, and then the championship city. I know one of the biggest complaints, other than the folks like me who do not want to see expansion, but the biggest complaints, even of the people who like the expansion, is that the quarterfinal games will be at bowl sites, and the thinking is, no, you'd be better off having those at home. The problem is the bidding and the money and all that, and they're not going to give up the money. Shannon up in South Bend. Crazy Charlie, you were one of a kind, from the music to the different promos, the lead ins and outs to the show. No one did it better. Keep your head up, players. That's prayers for your situation and future endeavors. Chime in from time to time. Rob says, found the phone and it's a kitten playing with it. That's realistic. Either that or a unicorn. Now, here's the question. And I don't know who, well, nobody's going to take Crazy Charlie's spot, not the way he does it, but somebody's got to do what he does. And I don't know who that's going to be. Maybe it's somebody who's not working at the station right now. I don't know. Adam will take it over temporarily until that's discovered. But the first time, and you know this is going to happen, a unicorn runs through here and knocks me off the air. Is the person sitting where Crazy Charlie has sat all these years equipped to handle that? My answer is probably not. Oh, that day's coming. I'm just telling you, that day's coming. The first day that unicorn gets mad and hangry, that's angry and hungry, if you know what I mean, runs right through, trips me off the air, throwing a temper tantrum. What are we... I don't know if we'll ever get back on after that. Oh, that's, give that at least. That'll happen in the first 2 weeks. Here's another fear. You know what my biggest fear is every day? That the stream's not working. And the stream almost always works, okay? But that's my fear every day. If I get on the end, then people start hitting me up about the stream. Crazy Charlie's not there. Oh, God help us. God help us. All right, Brad's coming up. Hour number 3.